genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
You know, I've been playing around in this digital landscape since before the internet was really the internet. And in playing with it in the early days, and we're talking long before Twitter and Facebook, I really realized that this is going to change the way we communicate, we market to one another, we build businesses. And so for me, in a world where people thought there's always only 6 degrees of separation, meaning I know someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows you, that this connectivity is going to bring us a lot closer, and that's sort of where the turn of phrase came from.
Yeah, and it's a clever turn of phrase. Mitch, one of the things that I find both interesting and ironic, in the internet era, access is instantaneous. Users want instant gratification, and mobile applications are making accessing information on the road, on the fly, more possible and expected. But against all of this backdrop, you believe that businesses are way too impatient when it comes to expecting results from their digital marketing. You're an apostle of what you call slow progress. Explain what you mean by slow progress and how it applies in digital marketing, please.
Yeah, you know, in my world, I think most brands and businesses look at advertising and marketing as this really long and complex process. And when the internet came around, people were like, oh, you can just throw some videos up on YouTube, or you can just start a Facebook page and off you go to the races. And the truth of the matter is that, yes, it's fast, easy, and cheap to do all that. The problem or the challenge is that it takes a long, long time to really build results out of that, meaning you can post stuff for free instantly tomorrow. But to actually gain an audience, to get people to care, to get people to be loyal and connected, it takes a long time. So I'm very cautious of people who are like, you know, the internet is like this instant cash machine for your business, when it's not like advertising. It's much more like marketing. And the real marketing comes in building loyalty and relationships, and that takes a lot of time, like it does in the regular world.
Well, that's well put. My guest is Mitch Joel. Mitch, I find it interesting, even though I can throw a video onto the internet, or I can throw one of our interviews up on the internet, it still takes money, time, and effort to drive people to go and view the video or listen to the video. And that's perhaps the change in paradigm, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I've been recently sort of talking and blogging about this idea of like what's worse, mass media or mass content, right? In the mass media construct, you have very limited channels. It's driven by a specific schedule that someone's setting out for you. And if you're not there at that time, well, it's off into the ether. And then you transform that to where we're at today, in a world where any one individual can have a thought in text, images, audio, and video, and instantly publish it to the world. And it's like, how do you filter it, and how do you find the great stuff? And the truth of the matter is that we don't know yet, right? And we're sort of in the middle of this sort of purgatory I call media purgatory, where we're trying to figure out, you know, where we're going and how it's going to be. And the sort of best guiding lights that we can have is follow interesting people, people who speak to your industry, people who you see as a thought leader or somebody who's providing value. And usually they act as a pretty good filter for the best places to find the most valuable content. And what you learn really quickly is, even if you're just starting out, great content does rise to the top.
Well, and that's good to know. My guest is Mitch Joel. Mitch, even though you follow great people, I mean, that sort of throws us right back to where we were in the beginning, because great people got great possibly because they were the ones that were most exposed to people prior to the internet. Fair or not fair statement?
It depends. You know, I think that that's sort of like a mass media mindset, that it has to be someone who a lot of people follow. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think a lot of the people who I follow in the marketing sphere have a lot of followers in sort of comparison to the marketing world, but they're not really a lot of followers when you compare them to Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber.
All right, fair enough. Now, very few people match up to Lady Gaga. My guest is Mitch Joel, author of the book 6 Pixels of Separation. And Mitch, here in Ventura County and Santa Barbara County, where you're broadcasting into, we have a lot of small and mid-sized businesses. And one of the big questions on their mind whenever it comes to social media, digital media, or anything to do with the internet is, where is the ROI on digital media? What are the implications of doing this? And most recently, I read a LinkedIn post regarding social media for a small business owner that read, I now have a giant list of people who will probably never be of any benefit to my business or to me personally. So tell us, where's the ROI? Give us some idea of what a small business owner might have to do in order to overcome that statement.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge businesses have is they're stuck in the mass media mindset of how many people they're connecting their message with instead of who. And when you can paradigm shift from the how many to who model, that's when you start seeing ROI. What's amazing about the platform is people are self-identifying themselves. You can use third-party applications, for example, in Twitter, to find out who lives in Ventura County and who's interested in, you know, might be fishing if you sell fishing gear, let's say. And suddenly you're now knowing that, okay, there's 50 people here. You can connect to them, add value to them. The challenge that most businesses have, they look at Twitter and they go, how can I broadcast and advertise to all these people? And just the wrong strategy and tactics. So the ROI is there, but it's elusive because you can never attach an ROI unless you actually know what you're attaching it to. And so I talk a lot about the why versus the what also. Instead of, you know, what am I doing on Facebook? What am I doing on Twitter? The question is, why should you be there? Start tying that into your business objectives and your goals. You'll then be able to start figuring out, well, what is an ROI? Is it how many people follow you? Is it how many people retweet you? Is it how many people share a message? Is it you being active in the organization? It can go on and on.
All right. Well, take us through that example that you gave us, Mitch, about fishing in Ventura County, 50 people you identify that fall into, no pun intended, that pool. So talk to me then. How would you leverage that to get greater ROI for your business?
Yeah, I think the first challenge is not using words like leverage.
Okay.
I think the opportunity is really to figure out who these people are, what they're connected, what interests them, and be present in a very human, natural way. So if someone's saying, hey, you know, going away this weekend, wondering where's a fun place to eat, maybe offer them up a great place to eat. Give them information that's not directly related to buy for me, but just valuable information. If people are smart, they'll realize where it's coming from, and they'll think, oh, I never heard of this place, but they're actually offering me valuable information. So the more helpful you are and more valuable information you're providing, the more trusted you become, and then as you build trust, you move towards credibility, and once you have that, sky's the limit.
All right. My guest is Mitch Joel, author of the book, Six Pixels of Separation. And Mitch, one of the things that I took away from your book is your catchphrase, sells before pixels. So talk to me, what does that actually mean? And how is that important, as you just explained here, in the digital world?
Yeah, I actually use that in the dedication in the book to my family. And obviously the idea was just, for me, it was more about, you know, the human personal thing is always more important than, you know, what's happening in the digital ether. Truthfully, though, that's changed dramatically, I think, since even the book was written, where, you know, people used to say it'd be great to meet in real life, as if when they're on Facebook or Twitter, it's not real life. But, you know, now with all these the stuff in the palm of our hands and on mobile applications and things like that, it really has become a part of our life. And so I genuinely tell the story of how when I met somebody who I had only known through these online channels, I said, you know, it's nice to meet in our protein forms because you sort of feel like you know them and you're friendly already, and it does create a certain familiarity with one another.
Protein forms. Now, that's another one, Mitch, that I'm going to take away as well. I like that expression. All right, Mitch, well, let's talk about this because central to all of the marketing that you've just described, even in that fishing example you gave us earlier, it really, the assertion is that this is the era of the trust economy. So explain what you mean by the trust economy, and in particular, use the eBay example, if you will, to define the trust economy.
Well, you know, trust is an interesting thing, and it's hard to say, you know, trust us, right? Because it's sort of like saying integrity, and suddenly you have an accounting scandal that rocks your industry. So we have to understand that, you know, more than just the monetary economy that we've had, what these digital channels have created is an ability to create relationship-based economies as well. And those might not convert immediately into sales, but they do create a tremendous amount of value. So if you look at like a platform like eBay or many e-commerce sites now, they're providing layers of trust through consumer reviews. They're suddenly opening up the platform and allowing people to review and rate people and their peers. And so we live in a world where if I told you to buy this book, you could actually go and see on eBay, you know, who said what about it, how they rated it, and what they thought about it, which is pretty interesting. It's like, why would you trust, you know, Aaron B. from Ventura County? Like, who is that? We don't know. But, you know, if other people say this person's smart, great. And so what we're doing is leveraging this sort of wisdom of crowds, as James Surowiecki calls it in his book, where we know that all of us are smarter than any one of us, and that if we can actually put some sort of metric against individuals, it actually does create layers of trust and interest, even though you have no clue who this person is.
Well, I think inherent in all of that, Mitch, is the fact that eBay by itself, why should I trust, like you said, that person, Aaron B. from Ventura, California? Why should I trust anybody that's on there? The term that economists like to use is homo economicus, which is the person who has the purely logical mind and breaks it down. If you had a purely logical mind, why would you buy on eBay? Because the reality is you'd be afraid that eBay would take your money and ship you nothing in return.
Well, so, yeah, and it's not even eBay. eBay is just an intermediary, and you're right. The idea is like, you know, if you sent me money, the transaction's over. I don't have to send you anything
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
What happens in the trust economy is obviously that if I did that once, I could never do that again. And so we're leveraging the platform to help people understand who is a premier seller, who's got a star next to their name, who has a history of doing the right thing, and that's why you use the ratings and review system so powerfully.
Okay. My guest is Mitch Joel, author of the book, Six Pixels of Separation, Everyone is Connected, Connect Your Business to Everyone. And Mitch, I've got a quick fire question for you. It's a true or false. Is radio the best medium for driving visitors to digital media like websites, blogs, digital video, etc.?
Don't know.
Okay. Now, that's fair enough. There have been some studies that indicate that it might be, some studies that indicate that it might not be. I was wondering where you fell down on that particular.
It probably depends on what the brand is, who's listening, what they're interested in.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, you yourself are, you have a blog, you have digital video and podcast. You're sort of the prototype of your best customer. For whom did you write the book, Six Pixels of Separation?
There's a lot of content that's available on the subject, but I didn't really find that there was a book that spoke as a business person to a business person in the language they understand that they could grab on their way through the airport bookstore, about to grab on a 3-4 hour flight. And I wrote the book not as a marketing professional. I actually wrote it as a business person who had two business partners in a closet-sized office and said, well, now what? And leveraging these channels, what we've done is built this up to, 120-plus people in two offices, working with great clients and et cetera, et cetera. And the truth of the matter is that the core of it, beyond obviously doing great work and having good, strong word of mouth, is that we leverage the platform to really share how we think and who we are without selling, without pushing the sales. So I wrote it for people who are really struggling with that whole, how do I do this really from a business perspective?
Okay. And Mitch, what do you want readers to take away from reading the book?
I want them to understand that it's not sort of easy, fast, free, and simple, that this actually is pretty complex, that the consumer has fundamentally changed, and in a world where they have information in the palm of their hand that's probably more intelligent and salient than your sales reps, business needs to change and adapt. This is the first time in history where the consumer is actually way further ahead than the marketers and the business owners, and we have to now adjust to that new reality.
Oh, and it is a paradigm change, to say the least. My guest has been Mitch Joel, author of the book, Six Pixels of Separation, Everyone is Connected, Connect Your Business to Everyone. Mitch, if people are intrigued by what they hear you say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your company, maybe about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Sure, www.twistimage.com/blog, or just Google Mitch Joel.
Mitch Joel or www.twistimage.com. Mitch, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy.